Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Las Piñas, a bustling city within Metro Manila, has been a hotspot for UFO sightings over the years. The phenomenon of unidentified flying objects isn't exclusive to this region, but Las Piñas stands out due to the frequency and intensity of reported encounters. This chapter delves into the notable UFO sightings that have occurred in Las Piñas and examines their impact on the local community and media attention. The history of UFO sightings in Las Piñas is rich with intriguing accounts. These sightings date back several decades and have sparked both curiosity and controversy among residents and authorities alike. 1970s, early reports of strange lights in the sky began to surface, with witnesses describing erratic movements and unusual brightness. 1990s, the experiences of Roy Alvarez, a local resident, brought significant attention to Las Piñas. His detailed accounts of hovering objects and unexplained aerial phenomena added credibility to the ongoing reports. 2000 and 2004, Antonio Tony Israel's encounters further fueled public interest. His sightings, characterized by close encounters and vivid descriptions, were widely discussed in the media. Impact on the local community and media attention. UFO sightings in Las Piñas have had a profound impact on the local community. Residents often find themselves divided between believers and skeptics, each group passionately defending their stance. These sightings have also influenced local culture, with many people incorporating these unexplained phenomena into their folklore and daily conversations. Community reactions. The reaction of the local community to UFO sightings has been varied. For some, these events are a source of intrigue and excitement, sparking discussions about extraterrestrial life and the mysteries of the universe. Others view these sightings with skepticism, attributing them to natural or man-made causes. Believers, those who believe in the authenticity of these sightings, often share personal anecdotes and support each other's experiences. They tend to form informal groups and engage in activities such as skywatching and documenting new sightings. Skeptics. Skeptics argue that the sightings can be explained by more mundane factors, such as weather balloons, aircraft, or atmospheric phenomena. They call for scientific investigations and verifiable evidence to support any claims of extraterrestrial activity. Media attention. The media has played a crucial role in shaping public perception of UFO sightings in Las Piñas. Local newspapers, television channels, and online platforms have extensively covered these incidents, often sensationalizing the reports to attract viewers and listeners. Television and radio. Local TV and radio stations frequently air segments on UFO sightings, interviewing eyewitnesses and experts. These programs often feature dramatic reenactments and speculate on the origins of the sightings. Print media. Newspapers and magazines publish detailed articles, sometimes dedicating entire issues to the phenomenon. These publications aim to provide a balanced view, presenting both eyewitness testimonies and expert opinions. Social media. In recent years, social media has become a significant platform for sharing and discussing UFO sightings. Videos and photos of alleged UFOs quickly go viral, reaching a global audience and sparking widespread debate. The media's portrayal of UFO sightings has undoubtedly influenced public opinion, contributing to the sense of mystery and speculation surrounding these events. However, it has also led to criticism for potentially exaggerating and sensationalizing the reports without sufficient evidence. As we continue our exploration of UFO sightings in Las Piñas, it is essential to consider both the historical context and the modern implications of these mysterious occurrences. In the following chapters, we will delve deeper into the personal experiences of key eyewitnesses, the scientific investigations conducted by authorities, and the cultural and religious interpretations of these sightings. Stay tuned as we uncover the unexplained and attempt to bring clarity to the enigma of UFO sightings in Las Piñas. The 1990s were a bustling decade for Las Piñas, not just for its urban development, but also for the intriguing UFO sightings that left many residents puzzled and curious. Among these, Roy Alvarez's experiences stand out as particularly compelling. Roy Alvarez, a local school teacher, reported multiple encounters with unexplained aerial phenomena between 1993 and 1995. His first sighting occurred during a late-night walk home from a friend's house. According to Roy, he noticed a bright light hovering above the rice fields near his neighborhood. Initially dismissing it as a helicopter, he soon realized there was no sound, just an eerie silence. Roy described the object as a glowing disc with pulsating lights around its perimeter. The sighting lasted for about 5 minutes before the object shot off at an incredible speed, disappearing into the night sky. This experience was just the beginning. Over the next 2 years, Roy claimed to have witnessed similar objects on 3 more occasions, all under varying circumstances, but sharing the same mysterious characteristics. These sightings garnered attention from both local media and the community. News articles and radio programs featured Roy's detailed recounts, sparking debates and discussions among locals. Some believed his stories wholeheartedly, while others remained skeptical, attributing the sightings to natural or man-made causes. Fast forward to the new millennium, and the UFO phenomenon in Las Piñas showed no signs of abating. Antonio Tony Israel, a well-known businessman and amateur astronomer, reported 2 significant encounters that further fueled public fascination and debate. Tony's first encounter happened in March 2000. While stargazing from his backyard, Tony observed a formation of 3 triangular objects moving in unison across the night sky. Unlike Roy's experiences, Tony had the presence of mind to capture the event using his handheld video camera. The footage, though shaky, clearly showed the synchronized movement of the objects, which Tony estimated to be flying at high altitudes and tremendous speeds. This incident made headlines and was even featured on several national news channels. The footage was scrutinized by experts, some of whom suggested it could be advanced military aircraft, while others deemed it inexplicable. Tony stood by his belief that what he saw was not of this world, a sentiment echoed by many viewers who watched the televised segments. 4 years later, in September 2004, Tony experienced another bizarre sighting. This time, he was driving home late at night when he noticed a bright, cigar-shaped object hovering above the highway. He described it as emitting a soft hum, unlike anything he had ever heard. The object followed his car for several kilometers before abruptly ascending and vanishing. Tony reported the incident to local authorities and once again shared his experience with the media. This second encounter intensified public interest and led to a surge in UFO-related stories and theories. Some residents began to wonder if Las Piñas was a hotspot for extraterrestrial activity. Public reaction to these accounts was mixed, but undeniably captivated. Believers saw Roy and Tony's experiences as validation of their own suspicions and sightings, while skeptics demanded more concrete evidence. The media played a significant role in amplifying these stories, often with sensational headlines and dramatic retellings. Radio talk shows and television programs dedicated segments to discussing the sightings, inviting both experts and laypeople to weigh in. This extensive coverage kept the topic alive in public discourse, ensuring that the mystery of UFOs in Las Piñas remained a subject of curiosity and speculation. Ultimately, the accounts of Roy Alvarez and Antonio Tony Israel contributed significantly to the narrative of UFO sightings in Las Piñas. Their detailed testimonies and the subsequent media attention helped shape the local community's perception of unexplained aerial phenomena, setting the stage for ongoing investigations and debates.
Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to DeeDee's discounts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The UFO sightings in Las Piñas have not only sparked public curiosity, but have also garnered the attention of scientific communities and governmental agencies. One notable organization that took an interest in these phenomena is PAGASA, Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical, and Astronomical Services Administration. Given its mandate to monitor atmospheric and astronomical activities, PAGASA was a logical choice to investigate these mysterious events. During the 1990s, when local schoolteacher Roy Alvarez reported his encounters with what he described as a glowing disc with pulsating lights, PAGASA initiated a preliminary investigation. They conducted thorough sky surveys and reviewed weather data from the nights in question. However, their findings were inconclusive. The organization attributed the sightings to possible atmospheric anomalies or human-made objects like weather balloons or aircrafts. Despite their efforts, no concrete evidence was found to either confirm or debunk Roy's claims. Similarly, in the early 2000s, when businessman Tony Israel captured footage of three triangular objects in 2000 and a cigar-shaped object in 2004, PAGASA once again took up the task of examining these reports. Their approach included analyzing the video footage, conducting interviews with Tony and other eyewitnesses, and cross-referencing air traffic records. Unfortunately, much like their previous investigations, the results were inconclusive. The videos were intriguing, but lacked the clarity and context needed for a definitive analysis. Beyond PAGASA, other local authorities and independent researchers also delved into these sightings. Universities and amateur astronomers contributed to the ongoing discourse, often presenting theories that ranged from plausible to far-fetched. While some suggested natural explanations such as ball lightning or optical illusions, others leaned towards more speculative ideas involving extraterrestrial technology. One of the primary challenges in investigating UFO sightings lies in the nature of the evidence available. Most reports are based on eyewitness testimonies, which, while valuable, are inherently subjective. Human perception can be easily influenced by various factors, including stress, excitement, and even cultural background. This makes it difficult to obtain reliable and consistent accounts of the events. Moreover, the physical evidence, when available, is often ambiguous. Photos and videos can be manipulated or misinterpreted. The quality of footage, especially from the 90s and early 2000s, is usually too poor to provide conclusive proof. For instance, Tony Israel's footage, though compelling, suffered from graininess and lack of clear reference points, making it hard for analysts to ascertain the true nature of the objects. Another significant hurdle is the vast array of potential explanations for UFO sightings. Natural phenomena such as meteor showers, auroras, and unusual cloud formations can sometimes appear otherworldly. Man-made objects like drones, satellites, and experimental aircraft further complicate the picture. Distinguishing between these possibilities requires a multidisciplinary approach, combining expertise in astronomy, meteorology, psychology, and even aerospace engineering. The scientific community also faces the challenge of resource allocation. Comprehensive investigations require time, funding, and specialized equipment, all of which are limited. Given the often elusive nature of UFO phenomena, prioritizing these investigations over more immediate scientific concerns can be difficult to justify. Despite these challenges, the pursuit of understanding UFO sightings continues to be a topic of interest. Organizations like MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, and SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, persist in their efforts to gather credible data and foster a better understanding of these phenomena. Advanced technologies, such as high-resolution cameras, satellite tracking, and AI-based analysis tools, offer new avenues for exploration and may eventually provide the breakthroughs needed to unravel these mysteries. While the investigations in Las Piñas have yet to yield definitive answers, they highlight the complexity and intrigue surrounding UFO sightings. The continued interest from both the public and the scientific community underscores the importance of maintaining an open mind and a rigorous approach to studying these unexplained events. Las Piñas, a bustling city in the Philippines, has been a hotspot for UFO sightings over several decades. While these sightings have stirred intrigue and skepticism among the local community, religious groups have their own unique interpretations, deeply rooted in cultural and spiritual beliefs. For many religious communities in Las Piñas, UFO sightings are often viewed through the lens of divine or supernatural activity. Some Christian denominations, for instance, interpret these phenomena as signs or messages from God or...
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Heavenly beings. This perspective is influenced by biblical references to celestial events and angelic visitations. The idea that UFOs could be modern-day manifestations of angels or otherworldly messengers resonates with a portion of the population who see these occurrences as spiritual in nature. On the other hand, some religious groups perceive UFO sightings as deceptive acts orchestrated by malevolent forces. This interpretation, prevalent among more conservative factions, suggests that these unexplained aerial phenomena could be the work of demonic entities aiming to mislead humanity. This belief aligns with the notion of spiritual warfare, where good and evil forces vie for influence over human souls. The rich tapestry of Filipino folklore also plays a significant role in shaping religious interpretations of UFO sightings. Stories of mythical creatures, such as the Diwata, fairies, and Aswang, shape-shifting monsters, blend with modern UFO lore to create a unique cultural narrative. These traditional beliefs often intersect with religious interpretations, leading some to view UFOs as extensions of ancient myths. For instance, sightings of glowing orbs and strange lights in the sky are sometimes attributed to San Telmo, or Saint Elmo's fire, a phenomenon steeped in local legend. This blending of folklore and faith results in a multifaceted understanding of UFO sightings, where ancient myths and modern-day experiences coexist. The diverse religious interpretations of UFO sightings significantly impact how the local community in Las Piñas understands and reacts to these unexplained phenomena. For believers who view UFOs as divine signs, these sightings reinforce their faith and spiritual convictions. They may seek guidance from religious leaders, engage in prayer, or participate in communal worship to make sense of these occurrences. Conversely, those who perceive UFO sightings as malevolent acts may experience fear and anxiety. This perspective can lead to heightened vigilance and a desire for protection against perceived threats. In some cases, individuals may turn to exorcisms or other religious rituals to ward off negative influences. Religious interpretations of UFO sightings also pose challenges for scientific investigations. When sightings are framed within a spiritual context, it can be difficult for researchers to disentangle these beliefs from empirical evidence. This intersection of faith and science often leads to polarized views, where religious explanations are seen as either complementary to or in direct conflict with scientific inquiry. For example, efforts by PAGASA, Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration, to investigate UFO sightings in Las Piñas are sometimes met with skepticism by those who hold strong religious convictions. The inconclusive findings of these investigations often fuel further speculation and debate, as religious narratives offer alternative explanations that resonate with personal and cultural beliefs. The way religious groups interpret UFO sightings also influences social cohesion within the community. Shared beliefs about the nature of these phenomena can strengthen group identity and solidarity, fostering a sense of belonging among members. Conversely, differing interpretations can lead to divisions and tensions, particularly when skeptical and religious perspectives clash. For instance, public debates and discussions about UFO sightings often reveal underlying differences in worldview. While some community members embrace scientific explanations, others remain steadfast in their religious interpretations, leading to a dynamic interplay of ideas and beliefs. Understanding the cultural and religious interpretations of UFO sightings in Las Piñas provides valuable insight into the broader implications of these phenomena. By exploring how religious groups perceive and respond to UFO sightings, we gain a deeper appreciation for the complex interplay between faith, culture, and science. As the mystery of UFO sightings continues to unfold, fostering dialogue and mutual respect between different perspectives will be crucial in bridging the gap between belief and empirical inquiry. The media has always been a significant force in shaping public opinion, and its influence on the perception of UFO sightings in Las Piñas is no different. From the earliest reports in the 1970s to more recent encounters, local and national media outlets have played a crucial role in molding how these sightings are perceived by the community. Television and print media were among the first platforms to bring UFO sightings in Las Piñas to the public's attention. Sensational headlines and dramatic news segments often captured the imagination of listeners, turning ordinary citizens into believers or skeptics overnight. For instance, Roy Alvarez's glowing disc sighting in the 90s was extensively covered by local newspapers, creating a buzz that lasted for weeks. Similarly, Antonio Tony Israel's encounters in 2000 and 2004 were featured in both televised news reports and print articles, each with varying degrees of sensationalism that either fueled curiosity or skepticism. Radio also played a pivotal role in disseminating information about UFO sightings. Popular radio talk shows frequently invited eyewitnesses to share their experiences, sparking lively debates among listeners. These programs provided a platform for immediate public reaction, allowing people to call in and voice their opinions, which ranged from firm belief to outright dismissal. The interactive nature of radio made it an effective medium for gauging public sentiment in real time. With the advent of social media, the landscape of information dissemination changed dramatically. Platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube allowed for instant sharing of sightings, photos, and videos, reaching a broader audience than ever before. Tony Israel's footage of triangular and cigar-shaped objects gained traction online, where it was scrutinized, debated, and shared thousands of times. Social media not only amplified the reach of these sightings, but also democratized the discussion, enabling individuals to form and express their opinions publicly. The evolution of media has had a noticeable impact on public perception of UFO sightings in Las Piñas. Over the decades, the way these sightings are reported and discussed has shifted, influencing how they are perceived by the community. During the early years, media coverage was often sensationalist, focusing on the mysterious and unexplained aspects of sightings. This approach tended to polarize public opinion, creating a divide between staunch believers and ardent skeptics. Reports were often met with a mix of fascination and disbelief, as the lack of scientific explanation left much room for speculation. The 90s and early 2000s saw a growing interest in UFO phenomena, partly due to high-profile sightings like those of Roy Alvarez and Tony Israel. Media coverage during this period was more extensive and detailed, often including interviews with experts and authorities. This shift towards a more investigative approach helped to legitimize the topic in the eyes of many, although skeptics remained vocal. recent years have seen a more balanced approach to media coverage of UFO sightings. While the sensationalism of earlier decades has not entirely disappeared, there is a greater emphasis on scientific inquiry and evidence-based reporting. Social media has also played a role in fostering a more nuanced discussion, with experts and enthusiasts alike contributing to the conversation. Media platforms continue to shape public opinion on UFO sightings. Coverage has evolved from sensationalism to a more balanced investigative approach. Social media has democratized the discussion, allowing for a wider range of perspectives. As we move forward, it will be interesting to see how media coverage continues to evolve and influence public perception of UFO sightings in Las Piñas. The interplay between media, public opinion, and scientific investigation remains a dynamic and fascinating area of study. The exploration of UFO sightings in Las Piñas has covered a broad spectrum of experiences and interpretations. From Roy Alvarez's mysterious encounters in the 1990s to Antonio "Tony" Israel's dramatic sightings in 2000 and 2004, these reports have left an indelible mark on the local community. The extensive investigations conducted by PAGASA and other authorities often ended inconclusively, highlighting the inherent challenges in deciphering such phenomena. The media's role in shaping public perception cannot be overstated. Initially, sensationalist reporting captured the imagination of many, but over time, more balanced and investigative journalism emerged, offering diverse perspectives on these unexplained occurrences. Social media further democratized the discussion, allowing for a broader range of opinions and fostering increased engagement within the community. Despite the detailed recounts and substantial media attention, many questions remain unanswered. What exactly did Roy Alvarez see during those nights in the 90s? Were Tony Israel's sightings technological anomalies or genuine extraterrestrial encounters? Why do some people report frequent UFO sightings while others never witness anything unusual? These unresolved questions continue to fuel curiosity and debate. As we reflect on the UFO phenomenon in Las Piñas, it's clear that curiosity and skepticism coexist in a delicate balance. For many, the sightings represent a profound mystery that ignites the imagination and invites endless speculation. This curiosity is evident in the numerous discussions held in local forums, social gatherings, and even academic settings. However, skepticism also plays a crucial role. Scientific inquiry demands rigorous standards of evidence, and the ambiguous nature of many UFO sightings makes it difficult to produce definitive proof. The limitations of human perception, coupled with the potential for natural and man-made explanations, mean that skepticism remains a necessary counterbalance to unbridled speculation. The cultural and religious interpretations of UFO sightings add another layer of complexity. In a community where beliefs are deeply intertwined with everyday life, these sightings can take on significant spiritual meaning. Some view them as divine signs, while others interpret them through the lens of folklore and tradition. These interpretations influence how the community processes unexplained phenomena, often making it challenging for scientific explanations to gain traction. The dynamic interplay between media, public opinion, and scientific investigation continues to shape the discourse around UFO sightings in Las Piñas. Media coverage has evolved from sensationalist narratives to more nuanced reporting, reflecting a growing sophistication in how these stories are told. This evolution mirrors changes in public opinion, as access to a wider array of information sources allows people to form more informed views. Scientific investigations, while facing numerous challenges, strive to provide clarity amidst the confusion. Agencies like PAGASA play a vital role in differentiating between natural phenomena and potential extraterrestrial events. Yet, the elusive nature of UFO sightings often means that definitive conclusions remain out of reach. Public opinion, influenced by both media and personal belief systems, remains divided. For some, the absence of conclusive evidence is itself a form of proof, reinforcing their belief in the extraordinary. For others, the lack of hard data underlines their skepticism. This diversity of perspectives ensures that the conversation around UFO sightings remains vibrant and ongoing. As we conclude this deep dive into the UFO sightings of Las Piñas, it's evident that the topic continues to captivate and mystify. The compelling accounts of eyewitnesses, the intricate dance between media coverage and public reaction, and the rigorous yet often inconclusive scientific investigations all contribute to a rich tapestry of intrigue and uncertainty. While many questions remain unanswered, the enduring mystery of UFO sightings serves as a reminder of humanity's insatiable curiosity. Whether viewed through a lens of belief, skepticism, or scientific inquiry, these sightings challenge us to explore the unknown and expand our understanding of the world around us. In the end, the unresolved mysteries of Las Piñas invite us to remain open-minded, to question, and to seek answers, even when they seem just out of reach. The journey of discovery continues, fueled by the stories of those who have witnessed the inexplicable and the collective desire to uncover the truth.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.